الرحمن الرحيم فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم لعناهم وجعلنا قلوبهم قلوبهم قاسية يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. In the previous ayat we read that the pledge which Allah Ta'ala has taken from Bani Israel and afterwards from this Ummah also, those who fulfill the pledge, Allah Ta'ala said, I promise them my forgiveness in Jannah. And those who break that pledge, then those people have gone astray very greatly. Now Allah Ta'ala in this ayat explains how they went astray. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. So unke ahead to torne par, because they broke that pledge, they did not fulfill the agreement that they had made with Allah Ta'ala, they broke it. So Allah Ta'ala says, we punish them, and the various punishments are many mentioned here. لَعَنَّاهُ humne un par la'anat ki. Our curses descended upon them. The curses of Allah Ta'ala is to be removed from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah's favors do not come to a person, and then a person gets misguided. So that is on account of gunas. Your sins are not just a matter of committing a sin, but then it has the repercussion. May Allah favor Allah. So we commit such sins that Allah's la'anat descends upon a person, then he's removed from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's curses fall upon that person, and he gets misguided. He cannot see the truth anymore. That is, and that resulted in وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيًا اور کر گیا ہم نے ان کے دلوں کو سخت, and we made their hearts hard. Now you hear bayans also, it doesn't make any effect. You read Quran Sharif also, it doesn't take effect on you. Many times we wonder, we speak to people, we speak and explain them so well, or what good bayans we hear, but it makes no effect on a person. That is all because Allah Ta'ala has hardened the heart. And when the heart becomes hard, then good words do not enter that heart. The word offered, which any person, a small child, can understand also. That also is not understood and is not accepted. But unfortunately, may Allah save us all, wrong things that make sense to us. And we follow in that way. And the result of that heart becoming hard, here in this ayat Allah he mentions one great guna that they got involved in. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَاضِعِهِ. They made پھیرتے ہیں کلام کو اس کے ٹھکانے سے. They changed the words of Allah Ta'ala from where it was. That is what is called تحریف, to change the meanings of the words, etc. So the Torah, they changed the words also. And they put other words. They change the meaning also. That is also more severe, tahreef e ma'anawi. And they also change the understanding, what the actual ayat verse, what it refers to, they change it to something else. And they also change, they added words and they subtracted words also. In other words, whatever changes they could make, they made. And this is the ulama of the Jews and the Christians also admit to this. The Quran Sharif, because Allah had taken the promise that inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun, we will protect it. Therefore the Quran Sharif cannot be changed. America some years ago tried to produce a Quran with taking out all the jihad ayat from the Quran Sharif. And they tried it and marketed first in Kuwait, but with a complete failure. So the Quran Sharif, Allah has taken the promise to protect it. However, the meaning, we must be very careful. that we don't change the meaning of the ayat, that also Allah is protected by the Hadith Sharif and the ulama of Haq, who will always stand up for the truth. And no matter who tries and change and put different meanings to the different ayat, they will always be confronted, and the truth will always be there. So Allah Ta'ala has promised to look after the Quran Sharif. But the Torah and Injil both were changed in these various forms. So we should be very careful. Gunas are not just a matter of committing a guna and it's over, but its repercussions could be extremely severe also. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all and guide us all to righteousness.